The distribution of the error rate. The normal distribution. Recall the Monte Carlo experiment. We have an unknown parameter, PE, the error probability, and we want to estimate that error probability. That's our objective. The method we have is to test the system. We can test it n times, and each time we see whether we get an error, and we count the total number of errors, and x errors in n trials. And we found that as a point estimator, we can use the error rate defined as x divided by n. Since that's an estimator for PE, we write it hat PE. The estimator P hat E is a stochastic variable, so it will have a probability distribution and a density function. The density function could, for instance, look like this. And I've marked here the true value, which in the cases we have seen so far will be equal to the mean of the estimator. And obviously it is such that we want the probability to be very high of falling inside a small and acceptable error margin around the true value. So what we want is a small error margin, large area here, large probability of falling inside that margin. In order to quantify that probability and that margin, we need to know the probability distribution of the estimator. It could look like this density function, it could look like something else. The central limit theorem gives us the distribution of many estimators. In the case of a binomial variable, such as our error count, the distribution is binomial, n trials, success probability p. That means that x is in a sense a sum of n Bernoulli trials, n Bernoulli variables, each is 0 or 1. And each Bernoulli trial has the same distribution, 1 with probability p, 0 otherwise. The central limit theorem says that for any such sum of identically distributed variables xi, regardless of what distribution we're talking about, as n tends towards infinity, x will always get the same distribution on the limit. That same distribution is known as the normal distribution or the Gaussian distribution. And that's probably the most well-known and most frequently used distribution, at least if we're talking about continuous distributions. This is a celebrated Gauss curve. The bell-shaped form of the probability distribution function is very well known. The plot we have shown here is called the standard normal distribution. Standard here only means that the mean mu is 0 and the standard deviation and variance sigma square is equal to 1. The normal distribution can have any values for mu and sigma. The standard normal distribution just fixes it. The PDF probability density function is given by this formula, which I wouldn't memorize, but if you want to, please do. The curve, however, is a shape one remembers. A well-known fact here, the area here between plus minus 1 standard deviation, plus minus 1 here, is approximately 2/3 of the probability, 68.26% to be exact. If you extend it out to plus minus 2 standard deviations, you will get 95.44% probability. And finally, if you go all the way to plus minus 3, you will get 99.73% probability. So, if you decide that you are happy with your estimate being wrong 1/3 of the time, and you should fix the standard deviation such that plus minus 1 standard deviation is the limit for an acceptable error. So when you try to adjust your estimator to give a good estimate for you, there are two numbers you need to fix. It is the range of an acceptable error, and it is the confidence or the certainty you want for your estimate to be within the acceptable bounds. This is known as a confidence interval, and we'll discuss it again in a subsequent video. To summarize, whenever a stochastic variable x is given as the sum of n identically distributed variables xi, when n tends to infinity, x will be normally distributed with some mean mu and some standard deviation sigma. A little exercise for you to get used to the normal distribution. You can use either software such as MATLAB or a Z-table. Find these three probabilities when Z has this distribution. Twice we'll look at the standard normal distribution. In the third case, we have a different mean and standard deviation. You should note that if you want to use the Z-table, you can only find the standard normal distribution straight off the table. For other values of mu and sigma, you need to transform or normalize the variable. This is the formula, but you should look into the textbook for details. If you use MATLAB, you can give the mu and the sigma that you want as parameters.